What is up? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here doing the most. Yes, we're gonna be doing the most on today's show. I hope you're doing great. Yeah, the last time I pulled the singing stunt, I ended up hearing myself somewhere, and I was like, okay, this is what happens when you sing. So you make it into, promos, you know, and stuff like that. But yeah, from your boy Fearless Eagle right here, he's wishing you an awesome, amazing day. I really do hope you have been doing great. I really do hope that you've been safe. Yes, and yeah, if you haven't been safe, do let me know what's wrong, what happened, what was not supposed to happen, that what made you not happy, with your whole situation, your current day and everything. But yeah, Fearless Eagle is here, so we're gonna have an awesome, amazing day, an awesome, amazing session together, and it's gonna be really, really awesome. Today's topic is, what is the multiverse theory? Yes, so yeah, obviously you would ask, what is the multiverse? Yes, for those who do not know, what is a multiverse? That's what you would ask. Now, we're gonna explain that, and then we'll go into the multiverse theory. There's a multiverse theory, eh? Like, yeah, you know myself, Fearless Eagle. I love science, I'm that individual that loves a lot of things, yes. Like, a lot of things take my attention, they grab my attention, and, okay, let me just say, my curiosity gets the best of me. I felt like I was rhyming. But yeah, my curiosity actually gets the best of me, and I want to find out, about different things, and like my brain is too, it's curious to hear, what does that do, what does this do, all those type of situations, which is why I also like listening to The Void. I hear things, the sun and the moon, and you're like, yo, that sounds some, That really sounds like some awesome, amazing stuff. Imagine seeing it with your eyes and all those things. So yeah, my curiosity takes over. Today, like I said, we're going to have an awesome, amazing session. What is the multiverse? That's what we're going to be looking into, the multiverse theory. And yeah, at the end, we're actually going to find out, do we really have a multiverse? Do we live in a multiverse? What is a multiverse? All of those questions, they'll get answered. Yes, they will get answered. And yeah, this actually, it brings back memories of my favorite universe, or should I say Marvel. I'm a Marvel fan, so yeah, even in Marvel we deal with the multiverse and all those things, which is really cool. Yes, it's really cool. But yeah, if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening, yay, my tongue almost did the most. Almost hit my mouth. My tongue almost did the most. But yeah, good evening to you if it's good evening. Good afternoon if it's good afternoon. Good night after you listen to the whole show. Yes. But before we even do, any of that, like the topic, get into it, dive into it, the curiosities that are killing the minds and everything. Before we even go that direction, I'm going to give you something that's really awesome, from What's the Topic, right here on What's the Topic. Yes. Here is a track called Deeper by Jay Steph, and it's the Hard Trap remix. Enjoy. All I want is to know you more. So keep pulling me deeper in your love. My heart is forever yours. So keep pulling me deeper, deeper.
jumped out of bed, felt my feet hit the floor. Late for work again as I rush out the door. Spill coffee on my sweater, I can't take this no more. Running out of steam, need you to help me, oh Lord. Feeling every bump and all the difference, yeah. Crazy path I walk, crazy life I'm living, yeah. Won't you pull me close when I lose my vision, yeah. It feels so good to be forgiven. Following your footprints in the sand, as you guide me with your hand, give me life like no one can. And when the crazy gets in, your arms are open wide. Every day you hold me tight, pull me close to your side. All I want is to know you more. So keep pulling me deeper in your love. My heart is forever yours. So keep pulling me deeper, deeper. All I want is to know you more. So keep pulling me deeper in your love. My heart is forever yours. So keep pulling me deeper, deeper. This life you show me, I give to you. When it's all a mess, help me to follow through. You bring me endless joy, like only you could do. Left me addicted to your love, so true. All I want is to know you more. Keeps moving so fast. All these ups and downs, how long's this gonna last? No brakes on my ship, I'm barely gripping the mast. Here we go again, I'm taking life at full blast. Feeling every bump and all the distance, yeah. Crazy path I walk, crazy life I'm living, yeah. But you pull me close when I lose my vision, yeah. It feels so good to live forgiven. Following your footprints in the sand, as you guide me with your hand, give me life like no one can. And when the crazy kicks in, your arms are open wide. Every day you hold me tight, pull me close to your side. All I want is to know you more. So keep pulling me deeper in your love. My heart is forever yours. So keep pulling me deeper, deeper.
Enjoyed that, and yeah, your curiosity that you have in your mind, I hope it does get answered. So we're looking at the whole situation of what is the multiverse theory, and I know a lot of people are busy asking what is the multiverse, and yeah, do we live in a multiverse? Maybe, maybe not. So what is a multiverse, and what is the multiverse theory? Does a multiverse exist? I mean, those who are aware of multiverse, they asking, does a multiverse, you know, exist? That is what they asking. So they asking that. And the other side, they're like, what is a multiverse? I don't even want to know if it exists and all this stuff, but what is a multiverse? So a multiverse, it's really interesting. So it's a hypothetical space or realm consisting of a number of universes, of which our own universe is, you know, only one. Yes, so that's literally what a multiverse is. Now, we have a universe, you know, the universe. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the multiverse is what actually that is. They're saying that within the multiverse there's a lot of universes. Mm-hmm. Hope that makes sense. Yes. So yeah, it's a realm, you know, that actually consists of a number of universes. That's literally what a multiverse is. So that is what a multiverse is, for those who do not know. Yes. Now, with all that knowledge of what a multiverse is, so there's now a multiverse theory, for those who do not know, or for those who did not know. So, what is that multiverse theory? So now the multiverse theory suggests that our universe, yes, you know our universe, mm-hmm, with all its hundreds of billions of galaxies that are in there, you know, obviously not forgetting the countless stars and, you know, yeah, which you now have your spanning tens of billions of light years, you know, and all those stuff. But looking at our universe, there's already a lot. So now, the multiverse theory goes on to say that there may be an entirely different universe distantly separate from us. Yes, that is what they're saying. And not just that one. There's another one. And another one. So there's many other universes like ours. So we have our universe. So the multiverse theory suggests that there's our universe, and then there's another universe, then there's another universe, and in fact, there's endless universes, and all of them, they have galaxies, they have collections of stars, they have all those different things that exist in our galaxy, our universe, and everything. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, they're saying they have their own intelligent civilizations. In other words, be specific. They have human beings on there. Yes. They have planets, everything, plus human beings. Which, I know, for me, it like grabs my attention. I'm like, ooh, that's interesting. Yeah, you know, that's attention grabbing, eh? Got the most of me. I'm like thinking now, could that be true? Is that true? What are the chances of that actually being true? That's the question. And I know that's what some people, or if not most, let me just say some, if not most, would ask. You know, they will ask, is there theoretical evidence of the multiverse, you know, and how can we believe you that there's another universe with people that stay there and everything? And I know, like, I have those questions as well, and I have possible answers. So yeah, you know, with those answers and questions in my head, like, nah, conclusion, there's a conclusion in my head and everything. But obviously, the concept of the multiverse, you know, it arises in a few areas of physics. So if you actually go into physics, you actually see there's different areas where it comes up, pops up and everything. And then there's that question to say, okay, multiverse, hey, this, that. Yeah, it's like that question. It's there. Let me just say it's there. And something that's interesting is NASA, you know, when I was doing the research and everything, and yeah, basically on your multiverse and everything, according to NASA, inflation of our universe is thought to have ended about, you know, your 14 billion years ago. Yes. And that is basically what one of the scientists actually said. And yeah, they expected it to, you know, end those years ago. And it is possible that inflation ends in some region, you know, if I can put it that way. And according to them, they're saying that some regions of the universe, it ended, and then others, it continued. So that's what they're saying. Which, yeah, like, you get a lot of questions. You're like, interesting. But gotta look at your facts. You know, you gotta, can't just be, you know, out here, let me say, working on theories or living on theories. We need to look at the facts, you know. You can't just look at the theories and everything. Like, I mean, your theory, it's equivalent to an hypothesis. Now, an hypothesis is, yeah, you know, it's not proven. It has not been proven. So that's literally what's happening. So the question would now be, hello, do we have physical, or should I say practical evidence, you know, that we can actually now refer back to? We'll look at the physical evidence, you know. Now, the question that would then now come from, you know, that whole frame of mind would be, is there physical evidence of the multiverse? And when you look at back in time, many scientists have tried to find more physical or hard evidence of the multiverse existence. Now, if I had to give you some of the examples, like one example would be, if a neighboring universe happened to be, you know, close to our long, like ours, actually long ago, if you go back in time, you actually see that they actually tried to find another universe that is close by, and to see if it may have collided, you know, with our universe, and from there, obviously, creating a detectable imprint, you know, that we able to now take and, you know, look at it and actually say, this is what the evidence is showing us, and from here we can now go this direction and say this is true. So some of them, they looked at your cosmic microwave background, so they will look at those things, and yeah, obviously they couldn't now give us a solid direction to say, this is true, this is where we need to go, and from this is the final conclusion. So we couldn't get those things. Yep, couldn't get those physical things and all those stuff. Which, yeah, we still got a question mark concerning that. We don't know if there is a multiverse, and if the whole theory of a multiverse actually is true. Yes. And obviously the potential, you know, detections of these black holes that are out there, you know, can actually point to the existence of a multiverse. So we can't say that is true or that's not true. So the question mark is still there. Then that's where now we also have that whole question of life in the multiverse. Like, is what's happening if we have a multiverse now? Is there life, like multiple life within the multiverse? So what, okay, an example that I would give to actually get you to understand that whole concept would be, is there an, so there's a, we have our universe, is there another universe which is a duplicate of our universe? Or let's not say a duplicate, it's a second universe like ours, where there's people who stay there, you know. It's that thing of, yeah, there's, you know, another species that lives there, intelligent just like us and everything and all those stuff. Those are like the questions that they, you know, they're asking and all those things, looking for physical evidence. But now, I'm going to give you the answer to all of these curiosities and all these questions and everything that you have in your head. And I know scientists, they tend to not like this answer, but we're going to look at the answer after this awesome track that you're about to listen to. Here is a track that you're going to enjoy by Limo Blaze titled Grateful. Enjoy. Hey.
2012, you're listening to Active FM. Yeah, man.
Yeah, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I know you're enjoying this whole session, this whole show and everything. It's like really, really awesome. Yeah, for you. Now, coming back to the whole situation of, you know, the multiverse and all those stuff. The question is still there. Now, my answer that I'm about to give, there's going to be people who are not going to like the answer. There's going to be people who are going to be against the answer. And they'll be like, no, we do not accept what you're saying. All of these question marks that are there, like, that's why I found science, you know, to be really, really interesting. Because within my curiosity, I found my answers in a place where most people wouldn't want to go to. I found my answers in Christ, you know. And when you go into the Word, you start seeing creation. Now, when I read the Bible and I see what the Bible says about how everything came into being and how everything is set into motion, how God has set everything into motion, that's where, back then, I began to see, hey, science is actually catching up. Look, science is trying to prove God, you know, like God's not there. God didn't create the universe. But at the same time, it's proving the Bible right. It's actually validating the Bible. The Bible says all of these things. Science catches up and then says the exact same thing that the Bible says. which I found really interesting. I was like, whoa, when I'm actually reading the Bible, everything is in there. Even our time that we're living in now with these viruses, pandemics and everything, it's all in there. And back then, your pastors, you know, your preachers, all of them, when they spoke the word, people said they are conspiracy theorists and all those stuff. Like, people didn't want to hear them. They say they're making noise. But now, when you look at the times we are living in, you're starting to see that everything they've been saying is true. Wow. Yeah, really, really interesting. So now you can't be out here, you know, fighting the pastors, fighting the prophets, the preachers, you know, all of them. You can't be out here fighting them. Because you're seeing what they said back then is actually true. Yes? Actually seeing all of those things. Really interesting stuff. So, one thing that I can say, all of your question marks that you have, take the Bible, you'll see everything in the Bible. And the Bible will tell you how everything came into being, how everything came into existence, creation, universe, everything. And on top of that, it's going to give you a bonus. This is the bonus. It's going to give you the end, how everything's going to end. I like that part. Yeah, because I want the end to come so that I can be with Christ. But, you know, obviously, before the end comes, I got to do what He wants me to do and use my time wisely. Because, yeah. While I'm still here, I can do the most and get rewards in heaven. You can also do the same thing. This is your boy, Fearless Eagle. I really do hope you enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the show. And yeah, I'm going to love you and leave you. If it's good night to you, now you can actually go and sleep. Yes, good night. Have a good night. I couldn't say good day. And yeah, if it's good afternoon to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. If it's good morning, have a good morning. And I hope the rest of the day goes the way you want it. Yes, and if it's good evening. Enjoy your evening meal and then go and sleep. Peace out from myself, Fearless Eagle. And I'm going to leave you the last track called Wild by The Heart Creative. Yes, The Heart Creative, Wild. Enjoy.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Emotion. This king I will boast, and with all of the heavenly hosts I'll praise him ever the more. Like never before, behold our glorious Lord God, crown where a thorn scarred, forgave and he forgot. My sin cast as far as the east from the west, with a power the grave couldn't hold. Not with him, nothing's impossible, and our hope's in the gospel. And this is the gospel, that his heart is for you, and the Father adores you. Moved in the veil that he tore through just to restore you. He put on our skin and then stepped into worn shoes. They were your shoes. And this is the good news, that he came for the world.